we'll get to, back to that in a second, but our guest is on the line right now. And he is joining us, even though he is out at the Hank Gathers League scouting talent, because like us, he is on Team No Sleep. Josh Verlin, founder of City of Basketball Love. Josh, how's it going tonight, man?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Roy. Hey, guys. How's it going? You know, actually, slight correction. Ty Garland wasn't playing tonight, so I actually am just sitting in my apartment.
I was writing
an article, though. I mean, I just put an article up, so
that's
we can...
24-7, because you're on the grind 24-7. Thanks for
pretty
joining
much.
Us.
No problem.
Let's kind of get right into it so you can get back to your article. We were at the Reebok Breakout Challenge at Philly University last week, and the biggest stars, the ones that a lot of people were there to see, were the Harrison twins, Andrew and Aaron Harrison out of Texas. Now, most of our listeners here probably don't know about these guys. Just how good are these Harrison twins?
I mean, there's very few prospects. There's a lot of guys where you watch at this level where you can say, okay, I can see them in the NBA. You know, they've got the size, they've got the length, they've got the skill, whatever. There are very few guys where you watch at this level and you go, they are going to be in the NBA. And I think that was the biggest thing when I'm watching both of them is you're just like, wow. You know they're going to be in the league in a few years. Whether it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, they're going to be in the NBA. And they're just special.
Now, is there any school or a couple schools that has an inside line on recruiting those guys?
Yeah, I mean they're top five listed on ESPN, which is pretty much what everybody's been saying. Has been Baylor, which is the hometown school, Kentucky, which you know obviously Kentucky with John Calipari, they've been the NBA factory over the last few years. Southern Methodist, another Texas school, Maryland, another good school for guards, and then Villanova has mm-hmm. been the one you know local school that's been mentioned with them and. You know, I don't know the most likely destination for them, but Jay Wright's got a great history sending guards to the NBA, and I think they both recognize that. But, you know, I was talking to one D1 coach. We're sitting there watching them play, and he says to me, he goes, you know, whoever gets them, they're going to the Final Four.
Right. That's how good these kids are. For those of you out there who don't know, who don't follow high school basketball like that, these kids are very, very special, and you will hear their name on draft night, like Josh said, within a couple of years, you'll definitely.
I mean, you couldn't even tell which one was which. I mean, they're just both that good.
Yeah, no, they're absolutely fantastic. Switching gears a little bit, there were a few local players at the camp as well. There's four that we want to talk about. We'll kind of break them up into two groups of two, not to confuse the issue. Let's start with Miles Overton, son of Doug Overton, and Rashid Jordan. For people out there who may not know who they are, could you kind of give a little thumbnail about both of those guys?
Yeah, sure. Rashid Jordan is a rising senior. They're both rising seniors. Rashid's at Vaux. He's a point guard, 6'4", got great size. Now, the thing I'll say about Rashid, unbelievable athlete, got a quick crossover, can get to the rim, can score. My biggest problem, Roy, and I think we both saw this, is that he tends at times to try and attack the basket when he should settle for an open jumper. Mm-hmm. You know, there were a few times where he gets the ball, he's got a wide open three, and instead of just taking the shot, he tries and he ends up going for a really tough 18-foot pull-up, and it's just, you know, so maybe his decision-making still needs to improve, but he's an absolute heck of an athlete. Overton, a little bit of a tougher guard at St. Joe's Prep. He's 6'3", he's a little stockier than Jordan. He's going to be a really good get for someone. Another guy, you know, needs to work on his jump shot. He's got a better jumper than Jordan does, but a really tough guard. I mean, even both of those guards, whoever gets them, they're going to be good gets coming out of the city.
And two other guys, local guys that we want to talk about. One guy who you hyped me to, Jermaine Lawrence, and also another guy who a lot of people around here have heard of, Brandon Austin. Again, just like the other two, can you give a little thumbnail about those guys?
Sure. Jermaine Lawrence, 6'9", forward. You know, he's listed as a power forward from Pope John the 23rd, I believe, mm-hmm. In New Jersey. Another guy where you look at him and say, wow, he really could be in the NBA. Not quite on the level of the Harrison twins. I first saw him at the Mary Klein Classic. And look, when you've got a kid who's 6'9", and not like a skinny C.J. Aiken 6'9", but a built, you know, strong 6'9", and you've got him doing, you know, nice crossovers and pull-ups from 17 feet that look beautiful, I mean, you don't get that kind of size and that kind of skill so easily. So he's a kid. He's a ridiculous athlete. He'll be going somewhere high, high major. And then the other guy, Brandon Austin, Penn State commit, 6'7". You think he's a forward. He's really more of a guard. He likes to play point. I don't think he'll ultimately play point for Pat Chambers in Penn State because they've got Geno Thorpe come in. He's much more of a true guard, but he's an athletic wing. He can attack the basket. And he's been playing up at the Chosen League in North Philly this summer. I've gotten up there a few times to see him play, and he looks really good. So, I mean, all four players that we just talked about, you know, the Harrisons obviously are kind of in their own level, and then Jordan and Jermaine Lawrence a little below them. But all of them really are going to be high major players, and they're all going to be really, really productive college kids.
Josh, if you had to, I guess, pick one of those guys you think would make the most impact in college, like, which one would you hang your hat on?
I mean, aside from the Harrison twins, because they're, you know, they're the obvious pick, I still think you have to say Jermaine Lawrence. I mean, he's at that size, at that skill level, who is? There's going to be very few players in college that can guard him. Think of, like, a Thaddeus Young with a better jump shot already. I mean, he really can play. And I think he could have, yeah, wherever he ends up, he can really do some damage.
Yeah, Josh, I guess one player who I guess, like, I was awestruck by, like, watching him, like, do East Bay Funk Dunks in on lines was the kid Zach LaVine. I guess, like, has this kid been, because his athleticism is through the roof, and I saw that he's committed to UCLA already. What are his strengths? Or does he have an array of skills?
I mean, he's got decent size. He's 6'3". He's got a real strong dribble. I noticed that with both hands. You know, he's strong with his right and with his left, which you'd hope for a high major point guard you're going to see. He can definitely score, create his own shot. I only saw him in one game. It's the first game I've seen him live. He went 0-for-5. He didn't really look that great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of weird, you know, when it's that, and I'm like, oh, and I was really hyped up to see him, too, because here, you know, going to UCLA, and he's got great size, and he looked real good. He didn't have a great game when I saw him, but he's very confident, and that was definitely something you noticed. You know, each decision he made, if he was going to take the shot, if he was going to make the pass, it wasn't like he was, you know, up there in midair going, uh-oh, what do I do? I mean, he knew what he was doing, and he executed it, and I think that's a very solid thing to see in a point guard.
We're live with Josh Froman from City of Basketball Love. Josh, one more note about the Reebok Breakout Challenge. Another one of my favorite guys. See, Chris likes the dunkers, like the short guys who can dunk a little bit. I like the guys like me on the basketball court who can do a little bit of everything, but you know, may not be like the superstar. And that's one, Obi Oleka. I don't think he had any major offers from what I saw, but he was one of the more productive players out there on the court. What do you think? What's the word on him?
Yeah, there really wasn't much of a word on him, and I was kind of surprised by that, too, because, you know, at these events, you're watching kids, and you're saying, okay, this kid's playing well, and, you know, everybody knows the big names. For some of the less big names, you kind of go, oh, who's this kid? You know, you look up their profiles. It was interesting, because you're right, he didn't have any. I unfortunately didn't get a chance to speak with him before he ran off, but, I mean, he was a 6'8 power forward. He had a nice little jump shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was on the same team as Overton and Rashid Jordan. He had 12 points in the one game where I saw him play defense. Because when you got a guy like that, he's a rising senior. He's got to have some offers. I'm hoping that to see him this week at the Hoop Group camp, the Hoop Group AAU name gave me the Philly Jam Fest this weekend,
okay,
at King of Prussia. I'm hoping that he'll be up there. Because, yeah, you're right. He definitely caught my eye. And there's another kid I've got to bring up, Malik Newman.
Mm-hmm.
He played with Jermaine Lawrence. He's a rising sophomore guard. ESPN's got him like the fourth best player in the sophomore class. Kid is another absolute stud. I mean, you're watching him on the court looking. He looks like one of the Harrison twins. I mean,
oh,
just
wow.
Just that calm, that poise. You know, I'm going to score the ball right now. I'm going to take the shot. It's going to go in. And I looked him up, and as a rising sophomore, he's another name to watch out for sure.
Okay, excellent. You mentioned Hoop Group. You also checked out the Hoop Group Elite Camps this week. Were there any players there that kind of stood out, like the guys that stood out at the Reebok camp?
Well, you know, it was interesting because a lot of the top guys, they're at the Reebok camp or they're at the Nike, the EYBL camp and that sort of thing. So you didn't really have the, like, you know, that dominant kind of player. But
mm-hmm.
it was interesting. I mean, there were a few players who had really good camps during the elite camp, which is there's the elite camp and then there's the team camp. So the team camp is high school teams, so that's a little different. You get to see kids, you know, playing with their actual coach, playing with their
right.
teammates. It's a lot more comfortable. The elite camp, you're just kind of thrown in there on a team with kids you never played with before. So there were a bunch of kids that had pretty strong outings out there. For me, Jeremiah Wortham from Mass Civics and Sciences. He's a rising senior this year in Philly, 6'6 forward. he was a real high major looking kid after his sophomore year. His junior year, his coach told me he didn't really kind of have the year that he wanted, didn't really get as many offers as he wanted. But he's got looks from Drexel, he's got looks from VCU, he's got, you know, A-10 looks and NCAA looks. So he's a kid, you know, with a good senior year, and he looks to be heading towards that with a strong camp. Could be a real standout. You know, I was all over the place. There's another kid I like is Sean Lloyd from Franklin Learning Center, the 6'4" shooting guard, good size, you know, another local kid. He's got offers from Delaware, Temple, St. Joe's. He's been hearing a lot. He told me from George Mason, Pitt, Kansas, Siena. So, you know, another guy with good size out of the city. Those two really stuck out to me.
We mentioned, you know, a bunch of guys. Obviously, the Harrison twins have offers from Nova. Are there any other big five schools or any other top 100 or top 150 guys that are getting offers from local schools that might actually wind up at a Temple, at a St. Joe's, at a Nova?
Well, Rondae Jefferson from Chester is the younger brother of Temple forward Relier Hollis Jefferson. He's in the top 25, I believe, in his senior class by pretty much every scouting report. He's like a 6'6" guard. He could definitely end up at Temple or Villanova or Pitt, I'm hearing, is a likely one for him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still open. Christian Jordan, he could certainly end up at either Temple or Nova. He said he's cutting his list down to either 5 or 7 schools later this month.
Okay.
So with a lot of the top guys at this point, there isn't really anybody. Another guy, actually, that I've heard from Germantown Academy is a 6'10 forward, Julian Moore. When I talked to his coach, they said he's got offers from LaSalle. He just landed an offer from Penn State. They were hoping on another local school or two to pull the trigger in the next few days, and then they were going to kind of see where things were at that point. So, yeah, there are definitely some prospects who could end up in the city. You know, but with all those guys now, and especially now with Temple joining the Big East, you know, they're really joining some recruiting battles that are, you know, they're really up there. You know, they're going with kids with the high majors, and then that's a sort of a new arena for them. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, with some of these big kids, with the Rice G. Jordans, the Rondae Jeffersons, the decisions they make, you're certainly going to see people say, hey, what does this mean for Temple? What does this mean for Nova now, you know, now that we've got another high major team in the area?
Definitely, definitely. And, Josh, before we let you go, you've got this new website where, you know, a lot of this stuff that you've told us on our show is on. So if you wouldn't mind, just take 30 seconds to kind of plug your site and tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, we're at the City of Basketball Love. It's like a city of brotherly love, except you just substitute basketball. Basically, we're a new website. We're about 7 weeks old. I already got a staff, over 10 writers. We're going to be covering everything. We're going to cover high school basketball. We're going to cover recruiting. We're going to cover the college team, everything from the City 6. So we'll have writers at Temple, at Penn, at St. Joe's, LaSalle, Villanova, Drexel. We're going to be covering the D2 and the D3 schools in the area as well. So, you know, for your Sinus fans, your Kutztown fans, your Philly U, you know, U Sciences, all that, Centennial Conference, the CSAC, and we're even going to cover the Sixers. So, you know, we got a story with LaVoy Allen coming up on the site, and, you know, really exciting times for Philadelphia basketball. We're kind of, we're the new guy in town, but we're hoping to be here for a while.
Yeah, very exciting times and a very exciting and a very cool website. Again, check it out, City of Basketball Love. Josh Verlin, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, guys. Pleasure.